What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to this episode of English Turks, where I review your favorite Turkish series with and without English subtitles. And today we're going to talk about Kalp Yarası, episode 24. Alright guys, so I just finished watching Kalp Yarası episode 24. It took me about 3 days to get through it just because I had so much to do. But I wanted to point out a few things. This review will not be very long, but I just wanted to talk about one. Ayşe is still playing the fool. I mean, she just believes everyone. How could you be so angry with your grandfather 1 second, and just because of your mother's bedroom, like, you completely forget everything about your grandfather? You read a letter that you don't even know if it's in her hand, and you just assume that all is peachy and keen and immediately put your trust in these people, which is just crazy. And when Ferit tries to tell her this, she kind of gets upset with him, like he's calling her stupid or something. So as you remember, at the end of episode 23, he was approached by some random girl that he didn't get to see at the party because she had fallen a little ill and was taken out of the party before Feta even got there. So she approaches Feta in the street, makes him meet up with her, and then tells him in person that Ayşe is in danger, that he needs to save her. So immediately he goes into protector mode because he already had a bad feeling, runs over to the mansion and just takes her by force and leaves. He ends up taking her to the cabin that he always ends up taking her to. What I find very weird is that 1 minute they want nothing to do with the mom, they don't want to do anything with the house and all that stuff, and then all of a sudden they're back in the house again, back by the mom and all this crazy stuff. And again, like, when he decides to leave the family, he so-called leaves the family, so he is not entitled to anything, but then all of a sudden he's back in the cabin. It's just very weird, up and down, very wishy-washy, but whatever. It just seems like he's always landing on his feet because I thought he was broke. I thought he was, you know, a disinherited child because he walked away from the family. But all of a sudden, he's back in the family. And we all know that Azadeh is never going to disown her son, and that he always has a home there. But at the same time, he's kind of abusing that, I think. And so, anyway, he takes her to the cabin. Takes him forever to tell her why he snatched her up from this house. And of course, she gets upset because basically he's saying you're a little bit too naive for your own good, which she is. So she really shouldn't be upset. But she does get upset with him for insinuating that she's naive. And so they eventually go and confront them. And of course, the niece lies and says she did it so that they would, you know, get back together and all this stuff. It really was a lame excuse. And I don't think Fedek believed it 100%. But because he doesn't want, you know, to make rifts with Ayşe, I mean, of course. Now, this whole time when he had kidnapped her and all this stuff, she's like, I'm your ex. We got nothing to do with each other no more. And if you can remember from all these episodes past, since losing the baby, she keeps saying she doesn't want to be with him. She doesn't want anything to do with him. That she thinks they go separate ways and all this stuff. But all of a sudden, the grandpa says, hey, you can't be with her unless you ask for her hand through me. All of a sudden, they're like getting married. And she's so excited and all that. After she's been pushing him to the curb forever. Even in the cabin when he asks, do you miss me, all this stuff, she avoids the question. She doesn't say no, she doesn't say yes, she avoids the question, which of course we all know she does miss him. But like, she just sends so many mixed signals. It's so confusing because she wants Fedit, but at the same time she wants Fedit on her own crazy terms, when she feels like, when she doesn't feel like it, that's when she wants him. She don't want him now. It's very confusing, very wish-washy. I just don't like the way they portray her. In the beginning, she was a lot more consistent with her beliefs and all that stuff, and she was more like a powerful woman. Now she's just all over the place. She's happy, she's sad, she's happy, she's sad. It just, I mean, you never know what you're gonna get with Ayşe in the next coming hour. But another thing that really threw me off guard was the grandpa. Of course, he's upset. He needs Ayşe because he needs her kidney. And so he does end up rushing into the mansion, guns drawn, shooting bullets in the air. Azadeh approaches them and she's like, no, honey, you're not going to do this in my house. But then, as you know, with the upcoming episode, she's going to the house to ask for her hand. It's just really weird. Like, people with money have too much time on their hands, and they believe they have way too much authority. And so, just aside from that, going to Yaman, it's just crazy how much Yaman is pulling through for, because he could still take revenge on the family without doing all the mischief that he's doing right now. And so he convinces, why do I always forget this girl's name? He convinces the psycho. I'm just going to call her the psycho because everybody knows who I'm talking about. He convinces the psycho to pretend to be psycho in jail so she can end up in a crazy unit. And when she's in the crazy unit, then her mother will come and claim her. Now, as you know, her mother has been fighting her and telling her, like, girl, you're nuts. You need some help. And she's, you know, she's gone to the therapy, but she's only done it for her mom in a selfish manner. She's not really doing it because she wants to. She's doing it because she has, you know, she's just to appease her mother for the time. But I think immediately when he explained it to her, what was happening, I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Yaman, the mom is playing you. How can't you see that? So Hande's mom was definitely playing Yaman. I think we all read that from the very beginning. I don't think anybody believed that she was actually going to take Hande out of jail, or out of the crazy ward as soon as she got in there, because, I mean, her daughter needs it. She is a psycho, and she needs it. So she ends up going to the hospital room for some reason and steals medicine, which I don't even know. Like, that is definitely not a prison hospital, because I don't know any prison hospital that just leaves, you know, chemical medication stuff just open and then leaving a prisoner inside with the ability to touch this stuff. I mean, yeah. But in this case, it happens. She uses whatever it is, which I guess is highly flammable, and she throws it on the mean prisoner and threatens to burn her and ends up in the crazy ward. But of course, her mom uses that to keep her in the crazy ward. And now Yaman has to find a different way to get her out. In the meantime, because of Hande's big mouth and her swishy words, she ends up revealing to her dad, without telling her dad, who the third son is, which is Yaman. So her dad uses that against Yaman to post bail, which he needed. But then he also told Azadeh. And so Azadeh doesn't know who it is at first, but eventually it just clicks to her. She starts realizing, like, oh my gosh, it has to be Yaman. It can't be anybody else. It has to be Yaman. And so, as you can see from the ending of the episode, she actually, I don't know if she's the one that shot him or if she sent someone to shoot him, because she calls him to come meet with her somewhere. And then all of a sudden we see at the end of the episode, he's lying on the street after being shot. Now, here's the thing, and this is the reason why I wanted to do this review separate, because I am about to watch episode 25. But here's my issue here. They have divorce proceedings going on right now. I know she filed the paperwork. She had her husband, Azadeh had her husband, sign over everything. Adnan signed a paper that says that he basically leaves with a shirt on his back. He has no claim to anything, nothing in the mansion, nothing and everything. Now, here's the weird part here. When he had gotten sick and she wanted to step into the company, she had the authority to override him in the company and make, like, major decisions, which shows me that she has more authority in this business than he does, especially since she inherited from her father. So I don't know if he has just controlling power through marriage or not. Like, I don't get it. I'm sure he can fight in court that he worked, you know, he's the one that really produced that company and built it back to what it was, because it was a failing company to begin with. But he's already signed away everything for you know, to her, and she's already has this paperwork in court ready to file. But somehow Adnan went to Yaman and convinced Yaman to buy the mansion and the company from him. That's weird, because when he had fallen ill, she was able to override him in the company and make decisions over him that he had no control over, which makes me believe that she's still the head boss. Like, she still makes the final decision, and he can't sell the company without her permission. That's what I'm assuming. Like, so it's really confusing to me, that whole situation. Because now, you know, Yaman had yelled to Betul and said, "You don't understand. He's sold me everything. He sold me the company. He sold me the house and all this stuff. So I don't understand what you're talking about," which technically means, doesn't he own that? Does that mean that Yaman owns everything now? Or does that mean that, like, where does Adnan have the authority to? And then if that's the case, if being Adnan's son gives him claim over everything, why would if she owns everything, already made him sign everything away, why did she shoot him? I mean, if everything is under her power and they're going through this divorce and everything is under their thing, I know the divorce isn't final yet, so she can't necessarily claim everything, and something could come up in court that makes her lose stuff. I get that, but, like, to shoot him for that is kind of weird. So I don't know. I'm a little bit confused at this point as to where ownership of anything lies, because Yaman has told Betul that he owns everything now because Adnan sold it to him. But yet it just seems like Azadeh has controlling power over almost everything, the house, everything, you know. So it's just weird to me. I don't know. Tell me what you guys think. And then the fact that they're all in the grandpa's house. One, I was thinking to myself, like, oh, well, you know, Azadeh wanted power and money. She stepped into a house of power and money to ask for the granddaughter's hand. So, I mean, if anything, it looks like, you know, the family is only going to get richer here. But then at the same time, it's like, man, these people were just at your house. You guys are just pointing guns at each other. Like, this is weird. I don't know if anybody knows, but this is kind of weird. I think Aisha is super weird. I think Fed is the only one with a little bit of common sense. I love the way he spoke to his father, basically saying, like, you know, I'm just ashamed of you. And maybe you feel like everything you did was right, but you're wrong for what you did. And I'm ashamed. And that's the only reason why I didn't call you and all that stuff. Just go take care of yourself. Do what you want to do. And, you know, that kind of broke Adnan because, you know, none of his sons love him or like him or anything. However, he's not yet aware that Yaman knows that he's his father. He doesn't know that yet, but obviously he looks like he's just on his own. He's just isolated. So, I mean, this episode really is, I think every episode of Kapirasi, they really give you so much detail to take you into the next episode. Obviously, I've already read online that there's some things that happened that kind of pissed some viewers off. So I'm excited to see what that is. And I'm going to start watching that right now. Thank you guys so much for listening. Let me know what you guys think about this episode, either on our Facebook or Instagram. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.